This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is all about what's happened in Maui. More deaths being reported and so many houses still yet to be searched from last week. If you hadn't heard that story, I'll dive deeper into that. Plus what's happening across the country from A to Z. A little odds and ends. Some unbelievable things that'll just make you go, what? I can't believe that happened. And some that'll make you laugh out loud. That's all part of the show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. I hope everything's shaking in your neck of the woods. It's pretty good. You might be a little hot. I know, probably sick of hearing me say that. Joe sent me an email and he said, Miss Kate, we are all hot. You are right. The joke of how hot is it is so old, but yet every day someone confronts me with something similar. So I'm starting to look up a bunch of one-liners. Expect to get some from me in the next couple of weeks. Well, I hope it's sooner than that because I hope it cools down in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. Look, I mean, it's a killer. We know that it often hits people seriously who are unfortunately without air conditioning. I mean, Phoenix logged a record stretch of 32 days above 110 degrees. And more hazardous temps are expected coming up this week in the south, in the west, in the Pacific Northwest. You know, we're talking about heat index numbers, people. Over 110 from Texas to North Carolina. So it's just a reminder. I mean, it's just a reminder to be careful. Grab some water. Take water with you, for goodness sake. You know, as much as we can talk about it, say it, talk about some things that have happened to people when the heat gets turned up, it boggles my mind that people somehow think they're invincible and then find themselves in these precarious situations. And I'm so tired of hearing these sad stories, frankly, where some of it could have been prevented. I mean, not everything is the person's fault, especially when they've taken the precautions. But again, it's just a little reminder here at the top, and because so many of you are emailing me, besides everything that makes you feel outraged, politically speaking, the number one thing everybody is emailing me about is the heat. Is the heat. And then also, what happened in Maui? What happened in Lahaina? How did it get that bad? And, you know, the sad thing is, now you have 92 people confirmed dead, and yet they're not finished. They've got cadaver dogs coming in from all over. They're searching more ruins because the place was so burned down to the ground. Not just Lahaina, but so much of it was focused there that they're putting, of course, the X's on whatever structures are remaining and going through them because there's hundreds of people that are still unaccounted for. I mean, when you're talking about, there's actually 93 people completely confirmed gone and then trying to identify remains too. And then the other nightmare is housing. So where do you stay when your place has just completely imploded and you were lucky enough to get out? Now you have to find a place to go. And remember, this is a small, expensive island. You got rental homes that are going to be sort of temporary houses. That's at least what the governor, Josh Green, is saying. They're working to figure out, how do we help these displaced Lahaina residents into temporary housing? And then hotels is another thing, because, of course, all tourists were told to scurry away and get out of the way. So there are like 500 rooms that the government is paying for at this point. I mean, it's chaotic. And because I've been asked this now several times, it was, how did this happen, right? It was winds from Hurricane Dora, hundreds of miles offshore. It was so fast, it wiped out entire neighborhoods, burned historic landmarks to the ground, displaced thousands of people. And they believe, if you looking at this fire, that it traveled 1 mile every minute. So do that math in your head. 1 mile every minute when the wind gusts increase. There's no way you're keeping up with that, especially there. So it's about identifying people. I mean, this is the deadliest in the U.S. in more than 100 years. And these are statistics from the National Fire Protection Association. I mean, it's a definite. You knew it was when you kept seeing the number climb, but it's just official that that's what it is. And so only a couple of victims, as far as their names, have been identified. And again, that's partly because of the DNA test. So they're asking people with missing family members to contact the people who are identifying those, the authorities who are identifying the bodies, to coordinate a DNA test to help in the identification process. So you have that going on in the middle of that. And you know what's weird is Maui's warning sirens weren't activated, and the emergency communications with the people there limited to mobile phones and broadcasters at a time when most power and cell service was already cut. So they were supposedly set up for this, but why didn't it work? They didn't have any of that. I mean, imagine if you had massive sirens going off, maybe how many more people could have gotten away. And now there are people that are going back and trying to see if they can rescue anything from their homes, but so much of it is just flat out gone. I mean, just absolutely gone. The good news is people on the other side of the island of Maui and other people that are assisting are helping. Like, thousands of pounds of food have been donated. They're on the way. They have local sites where, like the Pacific Whale Foundation, they would normally do tours in Maui, whale watching, all of that. And they're transporting supplies like batteries and flashlights and water and food and diapers and all of that kind of stuff. So there is a lot of help that's on the way. There's a lot of people that are, many of you are helping. There's many places you can go to help. I'll give you some of those. But just really sad to see all this. And this is now going into the second week of us talking about it, because we keep having more aspects of this that are being unveiled. And it goes to something that we all think about, you know, fire safety. Why didn't they have that alarm? Why didn't they get that? Why didn't it go off? And wouldn't that have helped so many other people? I mean, the governor of Hawaii is saying, blaming the fire, hurricane conditions, that's what he's saying, completely destroyed Lahaina, and that's what I described to you. But I still don't understand, and there seems to be no answer for this, about they had a massive system, and why did that completely fail? I get why in the remote areas when towers went down that they didn't have that capability, and it was relying on broadcasters. Radio, for example, was huge, thank goodness, for many people. Huge. And letting them know what was happening and to make sure people were getting out. All right, coming up on the flip side, pilots ejecting from a MiG-23 aircraft. This was part of a show. Where did that happen? It was a weird, fiery air crash. Then a strange thing in Pittsburgh. 5 people dead, 1 missing in this explosion that leveled several homes. And it didn't have to do anything with gas lines. What do they think happened? We'll tell you next.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Neighborhood. You know, it's just a kind of a sleepy weekend, right? We're all just hanging on. We're complaining about the heat, and all of a sudden, boom, like this just amazing, incredible explosion happens. And what's the first thing you're thinking? I mean, a couple of things, right? Like, gas line is number one for most of us because of what we've seen that has happened in recent years where here and there a neighborhood has that happen, a gas line erupts, and it's disastrous. Well, five people confirmed dead, four adults and one teenager after this explosion in a place called Plum, Pennsylvania, and it destroyed a whole bunch of homes. I saw some pictures, some aerial pictures of it. Oh, people, it looks like a war zone. It's like the worst nightmare you can imagine. And what's the police chief going to tell you? Confirming just that the numbers of people who died had increased from initially, they said, four to five. And that they're still trying to figure out what it is that happened. It happened on Saturday, and there's not a great answer for this at this right now. They don't know. And usually, see, if it's gas, you would boom, you would know that right away, most likely. But in this case, they don't know that. So you had first responders from police and fire departments scramble to get there. There were people that were trapped under debris. And it looked like the one house exploded, two others were on fire, other homes were damaged with windows blown out. So this was an area, like I said, any sleepy place at 10, almost 30 in the morning on a Saturday where you're just like taking that breath, I had my coffee, I had my juice, or I'm barely awake, and then all of a sudden you're in emergency mode if you're surviving it and or if you're the neighbors of these people. So three structures completely destroyed, a dozen more damaged in some way. Water tankers got there fast. That's great, from a couple of nearby areas. And 18 different fire departments responded as fast as possible. And the gas lines were secured, so there's still the question mark as to what happened. Just really unbelievable. Like the one guy, I was watching this one guy described, he was a few houses away, and he said that when the explosion hit, all of a sudden the windows in the house break, and they just completely, like, there's more to this, right? Okay, that there's the shock of the shattering of the windows, but it knocked him and his wife to the ground. Like, they fell. The impact of that, they just completely fell. And there was another person that lived nearby that talked about the explosion happens, and one partner, you know, the woman is upstairs, and the man was in the basement. So later, you know, they knew that they were there, so they talked about where they were. The woman comes out covered in white ash, but then nothing from the basement. I mean, just tragedy, just like a bomb happened, just like a bomb. And then because of the world we live in, which is good, the technology, you know, the yin and yang, I always talk about that. You have somebody, a guy named, because I saw him talk about this, Jeremy Rogers, guy who lived a couple of doors down from all of this, was shopping. He gets an alert about a problem at his house, and he can look at it because he's got Ring camera, and he sees stuff just flying around. But knows, and he's out, and his family's there, knows that his family was out to get out safely, and that by the time he rushed back, he could get the dog out. He could rescue the dog. Like I said, just a crazy, crazy situation that absolutely nobody wants to encounter. All right, then there's this other thing that happened. You know, these air shows are fun to go to. When I was a kid, it was one of my highlights. My mother used to take us to Cape May, New Jersey, and they had a great airfield there, and it's over the Atlantic, and it's just a lot of great viewing places. And we would see the Blue Angels, and they put on an incredible show. Well, in this case, it was the Thunder over Michigan show. Pilots had to eject from that MiG-23 fighter shortly before it crashed, but they got out, so that's good. And the MiG-23 is a Soviet fighter. It crashed near an apartment complex. There was, like, fireball that went up. But what's so miraculous is a couple of cars were destroyed, nobody on the ground, which, thank goodness, because we certainly have remembered over the years when there's been these freak air show accidents that people on the ground have been hit or killed. So Thunder over Michigan, as soon as the crash happened, just announced, okay, it's over. The show is over. We have a situation, like they just said it. They just said, ladies and gentlemen, like on Facebook and all their things, we have a situation, we got to stop the show. Just get to your car, calmly make your way out of the airfield, and this is, you know, it's over. Because they didn't go into any details for people who wouldn't have been aware of what was happening. All right, speaking of being aware, this is interesting. There's a Democrat there's Democrats that are rumbling in the background about not wanting Joe Biden to run again. But Congressman Dean Phillips from Minnesota was on one of the Sunday Swirl shows. I call that the Talking Heads. You know, and he was on Meet the Press, and he said he wanted Biden to end his campaign. He says his opinion, this is the interesting part, is based on how people feel, not the president's 80-year-old age, right, of stepping around ageism. He said, I would like to see Joe Biden, a wonderful and remarkable man, pass the torch. Pass the torch. And he did say, I don't think this is how everybody thinks, but I believe the majority want him to move on. And in the past, he's called on other Dems to challenge Biden. And he's not saying he's running, but he's said that that's what he thinks should happen. I mean, look, you look at this, and there's other names that have come up as suggestions for the Democrats who could run, but Joe Biden is down 7 points in 4 swing states that are going to decide the election, you would think, next time around, right? CNN, a couple of months ago, did a survey. 56% of the adults said they had an unfavorable opinion of Biden compared to just 32% with a favoring opinion. And then you had an NBC survey earlier this year that showed 70% of Americans, including 51% of Democrats. So this is his party, his people. 51% of Democrats think Biden should not seek another term, that somebody else should run. While that's happening, the guy who has the most push, the biggest bank, and has no competitors right now on the Republican side, the former president, Donald Trump, is waiting to hear if there's another indictment. The Fulton County grand jury convenes this week. Of course, that's in Georgia. And they're deciding whether Donald Trump and his allies illegally sought to overturn the 2020 election. That is expected to happen this week. Is there going to be this indictment from the grand jury or not? Two witnesses who got subpoenas confirmed over the weekend that they've been told to appear before a grand jury in Atlanta on Tuesday. Then the case gets laid out to the jury. That's how these things work, right? And this is after 2 years of going through this. So is it going to be an indictment or not? If Trump is charged in Georgia, it would mark his fourth indictment in less than 5 months, second to come from his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And that just means that's another case in the middle of all of this. On Truth Social, on that site, Trump called the Georgia investigation a witch hunt. But whether it's a witch hunt or whatever you want to label it, it becomes fact and something that has to be dealt with if, in fact, there's an indictment. And it is expected, but it doesn't mean that that's going to happen, because you just don't know which way a grand jury is going to go. I mean, they could decide there's not enough there, or they could look at some of the evidence or some of the testimony and decide that doesn't jive with what they think would be a possible indictment. Although most people handicapping this think it will be another indictment. That's part of what some of you wanted to talk about in the mailbag, the election. It's kind of the question mark of what happens, what happens, what happens. And in the meantime, talk about wanting Biden to step away. There are people that want McConnell to resign. And you asked about that. Mailbag coming up.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution believes an indictment against former President Trump could come as early as Tuesday. Tamar Hallerman said two witnesses confirmed to the newspaper they've been subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury on Tuesday. Former Vice President Mike Pence says his former boss got bad advice from a group of, quote, crackpot lawyers about the vice president's role in counting electoral votes. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, he suggested the lawyers were simply telling the former president what he wanted to hear. Five people are dead after a house exploded in a Pittsburgh suburb. The powerful blast destroyed two nearby homes on Saturday and damaged a dozen others. The cause is under investigation. At the movies, Barbie made it four straight weekends atop the box office with another $33 million haul domestically. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Around with Joseph, Jake, and Jill, the three J's. So Joseph says, "Hey, Kate, big fan of the show. Not just saying it. I really, really enjoy listening to you. So keep it up. You are like my big fix. You and Hannity during the day. I wonder about Mitch McConnell. You know, I'm not anti-Mitch McConnell. It's just that sometimes you need a little push to step away. And if he's ill and he's really struggling, for God's sake, the man deserves to just take a break and be out of politics. And so do the people in the great state of Kentucky. They deserve better representation. That's not good any way you slice it. This coming from a Republican, I mean, no, you don't want to lose a seat. And they're not going to lose the seat. So it's crazy. I don't understand. Frozen face, problems falling, etc. Wouldn't that make you want to take it easy? If he were my father or if he were in my family, I would want that. I hope people are trying to talk some sense into him. You know, it's interesting, Joseph, that you say that because everybody's talking about it. It was just on, I get a thing called This Week, and it culls everything that people are saying around the nation, things that have been written. Some I agree with, some I think is silly. But on the cover was about people that should, you know, it was ageism. Is it ageism? Is it, you know, time to retire? And, of course, Biden's on the front, Dianne Feinstein's on the front, and McConnell, there's a character of all three of them on the front of the magazine. And this poll that was just done by Newsweek showed that 64% of eligible voters think the Senate minority leader should step down. 8 oppose. The rest don't agree or disagree, or they just don't know. But 64 is a lot. 64%. And check this out. Of the people who voted for Donald Trump in 2020, 71% want McConnell to resign. Only 6% say that he should stay in his role. I mean, and forget the age thing. It's just, I think you look at the health thing and what's the deal on health? All right, we stick with politics of a different sort. This one from Jake. Hey, KD, it's JD, Jake, in Austin, Texas. Yeah, it's hot down here, but you already know that, darling, as you came from the great state of Texas. So I look at this Trump situation, and it's so interesting because no matter what the poll is, look, he leads. And so whatever the indictment, as long as they just keep fighting, I mean, look, you just put out the fire, so to speak, when they arise, and this is what's happening. Label it anything you want, including what the former president labeled it himself, a witch hunt, but he has to answer to the charges if he's charged, but it just means to me that it's going to be appearances in court, and that by the time you weed your way through all these indictments, unless he is criminally charged, like where he's nailed for something by the jury, I don't see what this would do to the race, other than be, I guess, a hindrance in some of the travel and whatnot. Well, to your point of, I mean, yeah, absolutely, we can look at any, I say this every single week, I mean, you want the latest? In the National Public Affairs Survey, Donald Trump has 45%, a 32% margin over Republican Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida, who has 13%. Chris Christie, the mouth that roared from Jersey, 7%, the former New Jersey governor. I mean, nobody's close, okay? So we already know that. We already know that the trend is that DeSantis, in fact, is going downward because he's lost more points than the previous polls that he's had in the beginning of deciding that he was going to run. So in the South Carolina poll, boom, it opens up and it's wider, and yeah, we get it. And with these charges, I mean, he's going to have to take time to battle that. Yes, he's going to have to be in these cases. You know, it's not a normal criminal case. Politics is informing some of this, for sure. And there's just no way to know. He's the front runner. There's no way to know what's going to be decided in these courts. There are restrictions when people are on bail. That's one thing. And this is unprecedented. I mean, this situation is unprecedented. It's not normal. So, yeah. I mean, there's a debate coming up on the 23rd. He hasn't committed to taking part in the debate. And I don't know. Will he do it? I think he will. I think Donald Trump will debate, but he doesn't have to. I mean, nobody says he has to, and he has these tremendous leads over everybody in the polls. And then I think, you know, to Jake's question, it's what I just said there. I mean, what's going to happen in these courtrooms? It's just a big question mark. So I can't answer that because I can't know what's in a jury's head and what, how long it's going to take and what they're going to listen to and how those cases are going to be laid out. So timelines are definitely important. Definitely. All right. Then this is from Jill, and Jill says, Kate, gosh, it was so nice when we saw that gas was a lot cheaper like 6 months ago. It seems like every time I go to fill up, though, I get a little more pulled out of my bank account. So do we think this is going to continue to rise the way it has? Oh, I think it is. And the reason I say that is because we've seen the seventh straight weekly gain, right, the demand oil prices 1% up as of a couple of days ago. And you look at Brent crude futures, for example. That's what I do. I look at what the oil prices are, and then that'll tell you these benchmarks where it's going to go up. So global oil demand hit a record 103 million barrels per day a couple of months ago, and we could hit another peak here in August. And then outputs from Saudi Arabia and Russia, their decline in inventories, that's driving oil prices higher. So the more we see that, the more it's gonna cost. So, you know, you look at the speculation of it, and you look at other things that impact what we're looking at as far as what's hitting us. And U.S. consumer prices data for July lifted the market, and it fueled some of the speculation that the Federal Reserve is nearing the end of those rate, the aggressiveness of the rate hike cycle. So that part's good because we might need it to pay for the gas, right? So it's looking at the Brent. It's looking at how much the supply is there, and then the demand. It's pretty much as simple as that. But I agree with you. You know, it's funny, it adds up, and it's a place where you really feel it, just like at the grocery store. If you want to know where you're feeling the pinch when you hear people complaining, that's the places that we really, really, really feel it the most and notice it immediately, right? We notice it immediately, just like we notice our bills. Like if all of a sudden your bill shoots up, when we're talking about like electricity, then you notice it. You notice what's happening, and you start to check out what's going on. Is it something that we're doing in the house? Is it something else that's that's happening? All right, let's jump quickly to another one, and this is from Mac. Kate, I really feel for the people that have been the victims of those Maui wildfires. It's horrible to hear what happened there, the trail of death and destruction. I went with my family probably, 8 years ago or so, and I feel really fortunate that we were able to do that because, hey, it's not a cheap trip, and we had three kids. But now I am so thankful that we did because we experienced the whale watching. We experienced going to the tree, that banyan tree that you mentioned that somehow mostly has survived because it is a centerpiece of that really cool town. And just Maui in general, being able to go and have that feeling of the aloha feeling, as they call it. It's such a huge blessing for my family, and I feel badly that so many other people will be deprived of that because there is very little left, and it's going to take a long time to rebuild that. And, of course, there was the history that was part of Lahaina that people will probably miss out on that are tourists when they get a chance to go back. Well, yeah, there's so much I could unwrap in that, but thank goodness you did take your family, right? And it's one of those things where you're right, it's not cheap to go there. I feel kind of that way, too, because my mother had gone so many times. That was the whole thing, save, save, save. The whole thing was, you know, going to Maui, and I had never gone with her, and we just made it happen, right? We took a little of this from here and a little of that from there, and I'm so glad that we did that because we got a chance to really experience that with somebody who knew people, somebody who knew to the luau to go out, the Polynesian luau, which was right there, right on the cusp of Lahaina, all of that. So we experienced it completely, going on the whale boat, the whole thing. I mean, most of the time was spent right there in that area. So, yeah. And it's the loss of life, though, it's close to tourists. And forget it. I mean, it's close to tourists of Lahaina. It doesn't mean that tourists can never go back to Maui and there aren't places in Maui, but, I mean, there's nothing there now. So that's the key thing, I think. Coming up, odds and ends. What would you do if a bird dropped a snake on you and started a little war on your arm? What does that mean? I'll explain.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Summer for lots of people, but did you take a vacation? Are you going to take a vacation? What is it with vacation days? And apparently a lot of them are vanishing. Kate Delaney, once again, as we are here for some odds and ends before we exit from this jam-packed first hour. So this is such an interesting story, and somehow I missed it, but George, our crackerjack engineer extraordinaire, guru of everything. You know, like every place has to have a glue. He's the glue. He's like the gorilla glue. Anyway, he and Alex Kay turned me on to this story out of Texas. Apparently a snake fell out of the sky and landed on a woman mowing her yard. Okay, so this, I want you to think about that for a second. You're mowing your yard, out of the sky, a snake flies out of the sky. So the snake wraps itself around her arm. So the snake falls on her, wraps around her arm, squeezing hard. And she's waving. I mean, she's in shock, I'm sure, right? Because she's focusing on the mowing. She starts waving her arms in the air. And then a hawk swoops down, clawing at her arm over and over again. And she said, she just kept saying, "Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus." The hawk ripped the snake off her arm and flew away with it. So she thinks that the hawk came down at least 4 times trying to get the snake. Blood everywhere. Her husband heard the commotion and came running. She was yelling and screaming. He didn't know what she was saying. He thought that she was bit by a snake. took her to the emergency room. She was treated for the cuts from the hawk and the bruising and the, you know, from the snake squeezing her arm. There was no snake bite, but she was monitored for a bite just in case. And, wow, she figured out, like they figured out, how close she came to be bitten by the snake. She saw that the lens on her glasses was broken and there was snake venom on the glasses. Oh, this story freaks me out. Thank goodness I do not mow the lawn. I don't want to attract snakes from the sky. I mean, that is a wild story. It's a true story. I mean, you can look it up. It's easy to look up. You see her arm, it looks like a war zone. I mean, is she lucky or unlucky? Because how do you have a hawk and a snake attack at the same time? I think she's lucky that she survived it, is what I think. And, you know, it's weird, but it's not her first encounter with a snake. I guess she had one previously and survived it. You know, she was bitten by a venomous one, and she survived that. So that's Texas tough. That is Texas tough, right? She was mowing. She was doing her mowing thing, and then to have that happen, wow. And so, of course, this story is the fascination of just not locally, but now it's people are even that haven't heard it are picking it up all over the place, and it's we may have to get her on the show. I mean, that's just so shocking to me that a snake comes flying out of the sky, wraps itself around your arm, then the hawk comes down. But of course, the hawk wants the snake, right? So you get it. I can see how the hawk could happen. I can see how the hawk could want the snake because, hey, I want my snake. I want my food. I want the snake. I totally get that. But I really, the whole thing of the timing of that and just hitting her, it could have, like, you know, fell down by her, let's face it. Falling out of the sky and hitting you exactly like that is incredible, is what it is. I would be screaming, "Help me, Jesus!" too. I mean, seriously, it would be awful. And then what are you trying to do? It's what I would be trying to do is you just gotta just for one bizarre second think of what Peggy Jones went through. If it's me, I'm not thinking about a hawk at first because I'm just trying to get this stupid snake off of me. And you have to be hysterical just from that. And then to have that happen, woo, boy, that's crazy. She needs a vacation. I hope that her husband takes her on a vacation. And I hope she doesn't have to mow the lawn anymore because I would be freaked about that. So here's what's wild. I was looking at a story from the Washington Post that talked about American workers taking fewer vacation days than ever before. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the percentage of the workforce taking vacation in a given week has fallen from 3.3% in 1980 to 1.7% today. I mean, and so what's the reason for that? Some workers fear for job security. They don't want to appear that they're easily replaced or expendable. Others don't want to bother with vacation days because they just can't relax. They want to be just engaged. And going through the pandemic had massive amounts of binge watching and whatever. And then vacation time a lot of times is put in the same bucket as sick days and personal days. And then people think or anticipating emergencies like what if they had a snake thing. So, I mean, seriously, they're just anticipating that. That's the reasons they've given anyway. But there's some places where when you get vacation, you know, paid vacation, if you don't take it, it doesn't flip over. So, for goodness sake, if it's a staycation, then take a staycation. But not to take a vacation. I think vacation is good. I think a vacation is good because you just a mental break. You could be the best worker. You could run the best company, whatever you do. But just to have the mental break, come back, be plugged in again and be excited about what you do. If it's constant, and I love what I do, but I've had times where I worked 7 days a week, loving what I did, 7 days a week. I mean, like for 2 years straight and took very little breaks and you're just man, your brain needs to bounce back. It just needs to bounce back. So I hope people listening to this get a break here and there. I mean, even if you're stringing a couple days together, whatever it is, but that saddens me to think that people are not taking days off, not taking vacations. See, for this show, Jeremy, we talked to him last week, Mr. Easy Rider, off on his bike, hitting the Dakotas, boom, right? He's gone for a couple of weeks, so good on him to take a break and go see family, because that's the other part of it. If you don't live near your family, you don't live near a lot of your friends, then it's something rejuvenating, and it's better for the companies, I think, in the long run, because then people come back rested and much more excited about what they're doing, even when you absolutely 100% love what you do. All right, we started with the Maui fire, and the death toll is now 93, but it's expected to climb further. 2,200 structures, that's 86% of them residential, were destroyed in West Maui. The governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, said that 1,400 people were in shelters. 4,500 customers, mostly in Maui, were without electricity as of yesterday. A lot of that's being restored. So then what has happened? I've talked about this. The government secured 1,000 rooms, 500 families who were displaced are going into them. 500 are being used for support, because then you have people coming in to help. So what are you going to do there? You got to have a place for them to stay. You've got the cadaver dogs that are scouting the disaster zone, but they've only been able to hit about 3% of the area. So now there's more effort that has to go there to go through the burned out structures to recover remains, to be able to identify people. And the craziest thing, and I mentioned this, Hawaii always boasted this. I remember this when I was there, that they have the largest system of outdoor public safety warning sirens in the world. So you hear what I said, in the world. There are 80 of them on Maui. They weren't activated. How is that possible? I mean, how many lives could have been saved if those sirens were going off? So if you have the world's largest system, the governor's promising a review. Ooh, I see lawsuits in the future, but it's not going to bring lives back. But what a terrible, terrible thing that they had the means and you can't figure out what happened there. You'll get to the bottom of it eventually. All right, so if you want to help out, there's a lot of ways you can help out. The Hawaii Salvation Army, look that up. They're helping with mass meal services. You can donate money there. The Humane Society, that's all over the place. You can help there. Boy, there's so many places to go to. Hawaii Red Cross. Do what you can to help the people. In the meantime, be safe, be sane, and be happy. Right, Guinness?
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.